a news update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Zoe Canandis from Radio Adelaide joined me this morning on Neighbourhood Watch, and we chatted about the federal government's asking the UN to dismiss Torres Strait Islanders' claim that climate change affects their human rights, and a report showing diversity is lacking on Australian TV newsreaders. However, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said a free coronavirus vaccine is compulsory for all Australians, but later walked back on the comments. Here's Zoe.
Yeah, so Scott Morrison sort of announced yesterday that all vaccines in Australia will be mandatory. He said he would expect the vaccine to be as mandatory as possible. This isn't necessarily a hard-hitting news story, but just a little bit of... It's just quite interesting how he's now, later in the afternoon, walked back on these comments saying nobody will be forced to have this coronavirus vaccine if it is possible, or when it comes, rather, because it will happen, right? Fingers crossed, everyone. And the government have taken some steps to sort of secure access to this leading vaccine candidate if it's successful. So we will be, hopefully maybe the centre of some trials with this vaccine that is supposed to be likely to happen. Again, I always feel really ambivalent about talking about vaccines. I'm sure you all are very ambivalent about it too, because every country seems to be the one with the vaccine or the one doing the trials. So, it's interesting. But it's just very interesting that he's walked back on these comments. I mean, Australia has this really weird anti-vaxxer kind of community. Sorry for calling you all weird, but you are. And it's interesting that he's walked back on this, and I don't know if that's really fueled any fire for them, but...
Anti-vaxxers? Are they, like, big in Australia, though?
I think... Sorry. Like, I wouldn't say they're big, but it's not like we don't have them. There is this celebrity chef, Pete Evans, who's kind of leading the charge there. And there's communities everywhere, really, you look. But yeah, there's definitely some prevalence here in Australia of the anti-vaxxer communities. I'm not necessarily saying that these comments, certainly Scott Morrison isn't dog whistling these people or anything, saying that they won't be mandatory, but that's certainly not the case. But it's just, it's interesting to see how they'll interpret it. But I think what Scott Morrison was just saying is that he didn't want to draw too much of a hard line that this vaccine, if made available, if it stopped COVID-19, he said he only wanted to be somewhat mandatory, and it will be free, he announced as well, which is good news.
I think Pete Evans has also been well known in New Zealand as well, because he recently had a podcast with two influencers and frankly discussed COVID-19. As well, being, sort of stuff.
Yeah, you guys would know. He got fired from, like, a few of his television series jobs. And, he's a little bit of a...
maniac?
He's a bit of a... sure. If you can say it, then, I'll agree.
And moving on, Australia has also asked the UN to dismiss Torres Strait Islanders' claim on climate change.
So the Morrison government has asked this Human Rights Committee of the United Nations to dismiss this claim from a group of Torres Strait Islanders from the low-lying islands off of the north coast of Australia that climate change, they've claimed that climate change is having an impact on their human rights. And the Morrison government have asked the UN to dismiss this claim. It's really unfortunate. The complaint was lodged about 12 months ago. And it argued that the Morrison government has failed to take adequate action to reduce emissions or purpose proper measures on the island. And as a consequence, Torres Strait Islanders have felt that their human rights and their fundamental human rights have been let go because of climate change. And it's just such a shame that this news came out that the Morrison government have asked the UN to dismiss this claim. It's a bit of a landmark claim, one of its first, I believe.
Why did the federal government want the UN to dismiss the claim, though?
It says that they rejected the arguments from Torres Strait Islanders, telling the UN that the case should be dismissed because it, quote, concerns future risks rather than impacts being felt now and is therefore inadmissible. So they are essentially saying this is a future thing, this is a future problem. No one currently, right now in 2020, is being affected by this, which is such a slap in the face, I think.
Right. But are the claimants going to do anything else on this?
Yeah, there has been some obvious pushback, and when this claim was dismissed, there was a lot more attention around it as well, which is good. It's a shame that it had to be done when... So they've started up a campaign called OurIslandsOurHome.com.au. Benny, if you guys can access Australian websites, I don't really know how the internet works, you can go there and sign the petition too if this is something that you feel is important, and they are obviously calling on Parliament to protect Torres Strait Islanders' rights to their island home and to change this case against the Australian federal government. And that's what you'll be doing when you sign this petition. There's a lot more information there too if you want to read more about it. So that is ourislandsourhome.com.au.
Right. Moving on to the last story, and when you sent me the story first, I'm quite interested about it. It's about how diverse news readers are on Australian TV.
Yeah, so there's been this study that came out last week, and it's like, I just said yeah, as in, oh my God, I can't believe it, but I mean, this isn't news to really anyone, or perhaps lots of people's white privilege has kept a blind eye to it. But this study came out, it was a study of television viewers and current affairs, and it found that presenters or commentators and reporters on Australian TV are overwhelmingly white. So it turns out that something like 76% of those on Australian screens are found to be white, of white backgrounds. And it was just 6% were from an Indigenous or non-European background. And that is despite the fact that these groups account for about a quarter of the Australian population, so the numbers definitely aren't matching up. The rhetoric really is that this isn't really news to Indigenous people or non-European folk. They know this. They watch the television. They do not see themselves represented. And it's just this study that has, from Diversity Media Australia, Media Diversity Australia, that has shone a light on it more predominantly, and now we're all kind of seeing this. And so yeah, I guess my point is this isn't really news,
right?
It's not, this has been known about, but we're only really just discussing it this week.
Right, I see. But are there any requirements, such as like on the ABC or the SBS, that there needs to be Indigenous newsreaders?
So the report found that the ABC and the SBS charters require them to measure and report on culturally diverse commercial networks. These things that commercial networks do not. So the SBS and ABC do, I'm not necessarily sure if it's a quota or a policy, but they definitely are much better in numbers in terms of having non-white folks as presenters or reporters or commentators on television. So the SBS and the ABC are some good ones here in Australia, but that's not to say that they don't still need to put in some work too.
But what about the more commercial TV stations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got Channel 10 and Channel 9 and Channel 7, right? I said that they were our three main commercial television stations. They're all white breakfast shows, all white mid-morning shows. It's not good. They don't have quotas. They don't have policies in place. it's not really bad.
Do you think having the lack of diversity on news readers could affect the opinions being shown on, especially on commercial TV?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think it definitely stops a whole portion of stories and topics and issues being talked about or even being held with the right amount of concern or weight that they deserve. It definitely stops a broad spectrum of stories making it through. And that's really evident in our news reports and in our news stories. We aren't necessarily really getting the full spectrum of what's going on in Australia, but that's because there's so many white people telling these stories.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.